Welcome to another edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. My name is Dr. Bruce Lund, founder and director of 90 Day Sales and Accountable CRM. And every week I try to come into your life with something that I believe will move the needle for you personally or professionally as a solopreneur. A solopreneur is any individual, any business owner typically who is solely in charge of their sales, their service, their marketing, and all of this is a mindset. So this is a podcast primarily for you in housing, banking, insurance, and finance to help you overcome the commodity traps of your jobs. And today's podcast is all about how do you manage client emotions? And I have learned over the past decade of coaching that there are really four types of clients that most of you deal with on a consistent basis. You have the lowest of lows and the highest of highs, right? And so when you're talking about these four different types of clients, I have learned there are detractors. I have learned there are passives. I have learned there are promoters. And then the highest level that we're trying to get everybody to are advocates. And so I'm going to work my way from top to bottom, talking through these four different types of clients. So your detractors are really contrarians. That's kind of how I think of detractors, right? Is, you know, 5 to 10% of your clients are probably going to be detractors, meaning there's not a whole lot that you could do to make them happy. And I know that sounds very bleak. And one of the things that we talk about in our coaching is, are you doing business with other people who are in alignment? Well, sometimes you just need the commission check, right? You need the paycheck. You need to keep the lights on. And so your gut is telling you, you know what? This person is not fitting my filter. However, I need the money, or I really need to go out there and provide a service to this person. And so early on, we talk about alignment. Are you in alignment with the different people that you're having that first conversation with, you're pitching your services to? And again, maybe sometimes they slip through the cracks or somebody fools you, right? Buyers are liars. So maybe they're like, hey, I think this person is going to be somebody that's going to be great to work with. But then you figure out really quickly they're not. And, you know, you're in process, you're delivering on that client experience. And at that point, you're just doing all the things that you should be doing. And by the way, it doesn't matter the level of the client or anything like that, right? Like everything is apples to apples. So you should be treating every single person the same from start to finish. You're trying to give them that world-class experience to turn everybody into a promoter or an advocate. However, again, some people might be detractors, and a detractor sounds something like that. It could be 75 degrees and sunny outside, but to them, it's nothing but clouds and rain, right? I mean, they really are. It's so hard to get them to see the positives, and they might just naturally be pessimistic and negative, right? And there is a big difference between high maintenance and high expectations, but a detractor, a lot of times it's high maintenance and there's nothing that you can do to make them happy. And because of that, they're going to go out there instead of telling other people how great you were or how hard you tried for them, right? They're going to go out there and they're going to focus on the negative. And so I think about the world that we live in. Unfortunately, if you go to a great steakhouse, and you're much more likely to talk about a negative experience rather than talking about a positive experience. Right. So let's say you go to your favorite steakhouse, Capital Grill, STK, whatever it is, and you have your steak and you know what? It comes out perfect. It was amazing. Right. Like you should go to find their website and say, I had this great experience. However, a lot of people, they're only likely to leave reviews if it was a negative experience. All right. So you order that steak and it is a negative experience. And so you go online, you can't wait to go leave that review about them. Okay. So I've spent enough time on the detractors. Unfortunately, there are people out there that are detractors, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and you're going to spend a lot of time, energy, and resources trying to make them happy rather than, again, hey, our service from start to finish, it looks like this. We're going to do everything that we can to deliver on that world-class experience and understanding that some will, so what? Who's next? All right. So the second level of people are passives. And I would say this is probably like half of the business that most people do. Again, we're trying to be world-class. We're trying to be transformational in a transactional world. Transformational means they come to you nervous, scared, without confidence, whatever it is, and you try to leave them transformed through that process. And again, unfortunately, you know, I would say half of people are passive where they're not going to say anything negative, but they're also not going to go scream it from the rooftops. And so it is understanding that, you know, half people are passives out there. It was just a lukewarm experience. I could take it. I could leave it. I'm not going to say anything negative, but I'm also not going to be your biggest cheerleader. All right. And then we get into our promoters and our advocates. This is where we want to live, right? Like, again, that's our goal, is for every one of the client experiences that we deliver on, we're trying to convert them into promoters or advocates. A promoter says good things when solicited. What do I mean by that? It really is, if somebody's going through the home buying process and they have their circle of influence, they have their family and their friends that ask them, hey, how is the home buying process? How is the, you know, the home buying process, whatever it might be. And they say, hey, you know what? It was really good. You know, I use so-and-so and they're really good. I would recommend them. If you ever need this product, this service, you should go use them. So promoters say good things when solicited. When other people ask them, they talk about you and your services. And then that highest level are the advocates, right? If we can get, I like to say 25%, and I know that's going to be high, but you know, if we can get 25% of our deals to be advocates for us, and again, it might just be 10%, but man, that's how we can really make a living and a calling in what we do, is when we can have other people go out there and they hear somebody just talking about your a service that you're in, right? If you're in housing, they hear somebody talking about selling their home or buying a home, and they're like, they go to that person and say, oh my gosh, I use this real estate agent, and if you're going to use anybody, you have to use this person, right? And just think about that when it comes in terms of, you know, when people post online on social media, hey, I'm looking for a referral for this industry. And people get on there and they comment, oh, you should go use this person, right? So those are promoters. But when somebody sees that post and they see out of all these people, they pick up the phone, they call that person and say, you have to go use this person. And so that's really how a lot of people, when you're thinking about how people go out there and shop for services, they either do Google research. Actually, number one, they start with, again, who do I know, like, and trust that might know somebody in that space? And so if somebody I know, like, trust and respect says, hey, go use this person, I'm probably going to go call and reach out to that person. All right. But let's say it's a consumer that's in a brand new market and they don't know anybody. And so they're probably going to Google. They're probably going to use ChatGPT. They're going to use some type of service like that. And so from there, they're doing their own homework. And so that's where they go to the Facebook pages or the Google review pages or the whatever it is to see what kind of reviews does this person have. All right. And I'm sharing this with you because this is all part of when you're talking about detractors and passives and promoters and advocates. It really is a matter of how do we, deter the detractors from getting online and saying negative things, but how do we really push the promoters and the advocates to go online for you and leave these types of reviews? Or how can you coach them to go out there when they hear other people talking about your exact services? How do you coach them to share their experience about you? All right. So these are just different tips that we consistently provide through our 90-day sales coaching program. And these are different things, obviously, that we help our users and accountable CRM go out there and really increase their person of influence score and increase the probability that they're going to get reviews and referrals through their services by actually having a consistent and disciplined CRM. But just in terms of you and your business as a solopreneur, I want you to understand there's typically going to be four different types of customers. And on the detractor side, no matter what you do, you're not going to make them happy. So you can try and you can try and you try, but a lot of times what happens is you give the majority of your good energy to the detractors and then you give your leftover crumbs to really the people who matter the most. So yeah, I don't want you to not try, but I really want you to understand, you know, from start to finish, the experience should be pretty similar for everybody. And, you know, when you're understanding that, hey, you know what, if somebody's going to go say negative things about you, it's probably more of a replication of them and their personality and their character rather than it is of you, as long as, again, you're doing everything that you can to be transformational in a transactional world, right? So on both sides of the scale, your detractors and your advocates, you're probably going to have 5 to 10% on each side, right? So when you're thinking about this process, it's that middle 80%. It's the 80-20 rule, right? So if we can kind of nudge that middle 80%, the passives and the promoters, into those upper categories, that's when you're really going to go out there and build a referral business. And we all say that we're in the relationship business. I want to build a referral business. What do the stats tell us? It's 5 times easier to work in a referral business, meaning you wake up and you have referrals coming into you rather than going out there and proactively targeting people and chasing them, all that kind of stuff. So yes, I believe in prospecting. I believe in follow-up. But man, when you can really build that referral business of other like-minded people telling other like-minded people how great you are. And that is the definition of referability, is when great people tell other great people how great you are. You don't want great people telling bad people how great you are. You don't want bad people telling great people how great you are. And you don't want great people telling other great people how bad you are, right? So it really is, if I can have great people telling other great people how great I am, But there's different ways that you can go out there and increase the probability of building those promoters and those advocates within your customer experience. So thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, I try to come in and add value again to you as a solopreneur, sales, service, marketing, and all of this is a mindset. And speaking of that mindset, one final key point here that I would just share with you is the mindset of, you know, when you're working in a commoditized industry, housing, banking, insurance, finance, and when you're actually delivering on the client experience, it is emotional, right? Like buying a home is one of the most emotional things that you can do. Selling your home is one of the most emotional things that you can do, right? Like, you know, as for financial advisors, when somebody's going, when the market's going through the ups and downs, it's going through a crash, people are going to be emotional. So that is a unique ability. That is a skill set that is required of say, again, for all solopreneurs. It's not just sales, because you're a lot of times delivering on the actual client experience. And so sometimes we need to level up on our ability to empathize with others, on our ability to put ourselves in other people's shoes. All right. And so this is just a big part of understanding the mindset of managing other people's emotions, whether that's the actual client, whether that's your referral partners, or whether that's sometimes you managing your own emotions and understanding, oh my gosh, I need to take a deep breath. I need to take a step back before I call this person back because tensions are high right now. So, you know, there is a lot of this that goes into the actual behavioral sciences of you delivering on these client experience. But the goal is to not spend the majority of your time with the detractors. You're never going to make them happy anyways. And how can you help the passives become promoters? And how can you help your promoters become the advocates? And if you can just get a little bit better and a little bit better every single week, every single month, every single quarter through that client experience and coaching those different people as an advisor. And that's a big thing that I'm on right now, especially for my mortgage friends. You're a mortgage advisor. You're no longer a loan originator that just sits inside your desk and you're a secret agent, right? You have to be a mortgage advisor, whether that's through the pre-process, the end process, and of course, the post-process. Is you're finding ways to lead with that heart of a teacher approach. And if you can do that, you're going to increase the probability of having a lot more promoters and advocates for you and your business than not having that. So thank you guys so much. If you're interested in coaching, we do have our next bootcamp coming up in April. So I would certainly reach out, or I would certainly encourage you to reach out to us and learn more about that. We have a 90-day coaching program that really helps you build out the most important parts of your sales, service, marketing mindset. And it does include our accountability software to help you go play at the next level in your business. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week.